Yeah, you can sit. You can sit in this chair too if you want. Like more comfortable.
This is good for my back.
Okay. Do you want to sit down?
No.
I like your shoes.
Thank you.
So these are them. I've been working on. I have 13 or something now of the colors, color ones. This is like an really early on, still just starting that one. This is like the more finished.
That's the one you sent me, yeah.
So this is like in its complete stage.
Can you just zoom in so I can see something? Yeah, so there's a lot of detail in there.
Yeah, and it's by the pixel, sort of.
Right.
They're not really like high resolution.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you said that, so the way people will see them is you'll project them? You're going to print them out or what?
Yeah, they're going to be printed onto slides, like 35mm slides, and then I'll project them. So you'll actually be able to see like the pixels straight. Because if you use a computer projector...
it eliminates the pixels.
Is it smooth it?
It doesn't smooth it. Huh. But a projector works through thousands and thousands of little mirrors. So when you look at the projector, you see like a little grid up close. And if I didn't want to get the grid between all my things, so I need to get up smooth like that. So it's the only way, the cheapest way is to do that. Here's another. This one's just starting too. Also just beginning.
Very painterly.
Yeah. I'm surprised that I could get it like that on the computer.
Yeah.
And I only use the mouse too. But I don't know if I told you this, but in high school I played computer games all the time. And went to tournaments everywhere. So this is like what I used to use whole life is just basically using this thing. So I'm more used to this than I am in a pencil actually.
Right.
I'll show you the color ones. I mean the black and whites. I did 60 or so, or 30. Maybe I deleted a lot of them, but I did a lot of black and whites to start to get technique down over the last few months. So that's what these guys look like. So these are like the first ones. And as you can probably see, it's slowly, now that on the color ones, they're starting to get better.
Yeah, and more complex.
Yeah.
So this is just done directly in Photoshop and nothing else?
Yeah, I just draw it in Photoshop.
And not an Illustrator.
No.
Because you want just pixels and not vectors, right?
Well, the thing with vectors...
You want a raster drawing and not a vector drawing, right?
Yeah. But also, vector hasn't really evolved yet. You know, you can't really do the things you can do with vector that you can with raster.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't really blur a vector, like, just a simple tool and stuff.
Yeah.
So it really, like, it's really limited. And I don't really think the like scalability is a problem. I don't know. If anything, it makes it more dangerous or like more fragile. So,
well, when will you get to, or have you been able to try projecting any yet, or not yet?
No.
Yeah, let's have a look close up at this. Right. Nice.
Yeah. Once I haven't tried them projected yet. Because it's sort of like an order out thing. I have to order out. But it's going to cost me $2 per slide. So I think I'm going to do like 25 or 50. And then I'm going to have it on this wall for the final show. But once I have the projector, it's great because I can show you guys. I can carry it in my backpack. Put it on any wall.
Yeah, of course.
But you're going to have physical slides. You're going to put the physical slides?
Yeah. Really? Like real 35mm slides.
Really? Oh, so why not just have digital files that are projected by a digital projector?
Like I was saying, the digital projectors,
those are the mirror. Grid.
Yeah.
Oh, but maybe I didn't follow the logic.
There is a little grid you see, which...
So it would degrade the image quality.
Yeah, there'll be like...
It alters the image a little. It does. Okay. There'll be like so subtle.
Gray lines. You've seen it before, right?
Do you know what I'm talking about? it's very subtle. Like, you don't notice when it's a photograph, but you would notice it with this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you would see like little lines in between everything.
I had never really thought about that before, but it's true, it's there.
Yeah, it really bothered me ever since I got my parents got a projector when I was growing up.
Can we just see, like, into there? Into the blurry part?
I'm showing you pretty much actual size of how I painted them. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes I'll zoom in just like a little bit, but mostly mm-hmm. I paint them at this size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another reason for not using vector, because sort of like when you're painting, you have to look at the whole thing at once.
Yeah,
vectors look so close in, so it's a little less less intuitive, I guess.
Yeah,
less like you can just do something.
Right.
But that program that I showed you.
Yeah.
Did you have a look at that? It's actually a vector program.
No, I haven't actually.
But it's
I've got it saved there. I haven't tried it yet. And have you used that as well?
Yeah, I'll show it to you after I'm done showing these.
Yeah.
So for instance, when you do something like that, you're just like doing that with the mouse, right?
Yeah, I'll just do it with the mouse and then I'll blur it.
Yeah, no, but like a line, a cursive line like that. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
This one looks almost real, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's out of focus.
Yeah, it looks like a Gerhard Richter or something.
It's a Gerhard Richter of a Jeffrey Hart.
Yeah, they end up looking like photography and when it comes to the black and white ones, because...
That's cool.
Here's some more simple...
Mm-hmm.
This one. And they actually do have color sometimes.
I noticed a couple of them.
You did?
A very faint color,
Because on some of the effects, like in Photoshop, like certain tools, like the blurring tool, the smudging tool, that will happen automatically.
Really?
Even though it's a... Yeah,
really? That's interesting.
I know, isn't that strange?
Yeah, what does that mean? It must be a color file, even though you're on the wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I use just black and white, but
if you discard it,
So I think the tool has some type of like color information in it.
Yeah.
Where it like automatically adds these weird colors.
That's interesting.
And it just looks like a scan or something.
Yeah.
Because you could decolorize it, obviously.
Uh huh.
Be true black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's really. And then I think I showed you all the color ones, but I'll just make sure I run through them.
See that one?
Oh, you didn't see this one? This is the first color one that I did. Or like the first, color one.
I wonder how different the colors will be once they're projected.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I find that you like
something slide,
on screen, then you print when you print it. Of course, the other colors really.
It depends on the quality of the slide.
Mm-hmm. The main difference
should be okay.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the main difference is that the light's coming at you rather than
exactly.
being reflected. But I think projectors still like it's probably one of the best ways. I think.
Yeah.
Other than getting a giant computer screen.
Yeah,
that's true. You could. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just get like an 80-inch
expensive
LCD. My clients buy those things like candy, you know.
Oh, who do you work for?
He's an architect.
Oh, architect.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they're always throwing them out because you can get one 5 inches bigger or something. So.
Someone was just telling me that Vito doesn't. His architecture's never built.
I don't think he's ever built a building. No.
Really?
Who am I thinking of?
Oh, we were just talking about it, in the kitchen.
No, he found the interior type of things.
You know, he has done built projects.
Really?
Yeah, but not
buildings?
A lot. I'm pretty sure I saw like one or two, but they're almost like sculptures more than,
I can imagine something like a playground or something like that.
Yeah.
He's done interior.
That's funny.
Right.
I was laughing because I was saying being a good artist allows him to be a failed architect really easily because he still has the money to do it. So these are like, none of these are really done. You know, I like, every morning I come in and I look at each one again.
Keep working on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot different than working on paper because these always seem fresh.
Mm-hmm.
When I do something on paper, it seems dead really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can overwork paper with this probably as you add layers, it probably just
gets
more interesting.
Yeah, it just goes back. Mm-hmm. And I never, at the end of each session, I always flatten it out, so there's never any, layers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean,
oh, really? So you're sort of stuck with it at the end of a session.
Yeah, right? I'm stuck with it all the time, pretty much. Like, I never really work on. Sometimes I add a layer, but usually I don't. This one
what do your profs think about you doing art in Photoshop?
My who?
Your profs or your instructors here? They mind?
I think they like it a lot.
Oh, good.
It's weird.
Because like, I could see them saying, I'm not so sure if that's art.
One of them was saying it was like, they seemed really precious or something. I don't know, I'm kind of worried because in a way it's really, it's like a little dangerous. It's not real painting. Mm-hmm. But I was working on this one last night a lot. It's not like real painting, so maybe they don't last as long. Like if the lights go up, we don't have them. But I'll have them on slides, so they kind of become real in the end. Mm-hmm. But it's really like
they just have their own vocabulary and their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Painting's actually more expensive than doing this. So.
Yeah, it is.
And this I can work on for hours and hours.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's like this is the new technology allows for the poor man to paint more. Yeah. Yeah, I think these two right now are the most successful for color.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think you've seen that.
Didn't see that one before.
Mm-hmm. These three are the most recent. Mm-hmm. And then this one, just started last night. A little too bright, maybe.
Well, changes you grow on.
I'll show you that program really quick. Because I just wanted to show you, because it's really intuitive and easy. So,
I have a pencil on me at all times now.
Really?
All I have to do is use it. Right?
Mm, that's true.
It's a 6B.
So it's like they have you have the whole screen, you know, like the entire screen. Mm-hmm. And then when you bring the mouse up, you can draw. Mm-hmm. And if you want to draw with a line, you just bring the weight up.
Right.
Just like, you know, regular.
Right.
But then the key is it's in vector, but you can also do it export and raster. Which is a really positive thing. And then it has like, you know, like all the common things like transparency,
right.
Like really easily.
Right.
And then it has, there's two
style.
Modes. Yeah, there's either line or shape.
Right.
So line
right.
is line,
right.
and then
right.
shape goes like this, so you can draw a shape.
Right,
that's cool.
And it's really, the idea is that it's based for like generating ideas or compositions really fast, so you can do mirror, you know, like really basic. Hmm.
That's fine.
Or you can combine, like you can do, say you want all your shapes to come from typography, you can just click around and like switch to a darker color. These are all shapes generated like from type, automatically. Or you can combine like type and mirror, so the mirror is the type.
Right.
Now you can combine any of the effects, something that changes colors automatically. So it's really like you can do a microphone thing where if you like talk into the microphone, it'll get bigger or smaller. So there's a lot of
they could sing.
Mm-hmm. And then repeat. We'll just repeat things you already drew automatically as you're drawing. So if you notice, as I move my mouse around, it just repeats the same strokes.
Right.
So it's like a really great tool, I guess.
That's very interesting.
It's all open source too. Someone's making it. So. If you're a programmer, like, people could add things to it. But it's a lot better at drawing than any of the programs I've ever used, like Photoshop or Painter. Mm-hmm. It's just so fast.
It's really easy.
Yeah. And so I've been doing a lot of, I'll show you, my compositions. This is just like over the last week, doing compositions in that program, or just like messing around.
Mm-hmm.
It takes like a few minutes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up getting really great results. Yeah, it's funny. And then I'll probably, I might take these into Photoshop and then start.
And
you
do some more work on them?
Well, you know, start a whole painting like from it.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably won't look like this in the end, but
just
use it as a composition. Because these compositions are a lot more interesting than the ones that I got from my paintings right now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, these are kind of a little standard compositions. They're like a little normal.
Yeah.
So I kind of, maybe I like the awkwardness they've been having. These guys. Yeah, sometimes you can get some good stuff. Fish.
Mm-hmm.
This. guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's I'm probably gonna use that one.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice one.
So that's it for the computer. But I have started a black box. So these are all my top drawings from the semester. I sort of have a pile of recycles and rejects, which is a lot higher than everything else. And then I have a pile of blank paper, and then that's kind of how I organize it.
And these are the finished ones.
These are generally the
keepers.
The keepers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll show you guys. I think you've seen these already.
Perhaps. I think I have. I've seen those two anyway. Let me see if I've seen further down the pile.
I don't think you have.
I don't think I've seen that one.
No. I think just the top ones and the other ones you've seen.
This.
These are much more figural than your.
Yeah, these ones are very figural. These top four.
Yeah, I made those all on the subway when I fell asleep on the subway and woke up really far away. And then I just was drawing on the way back. So I was bored doing really detailed.
Uh-huh.
That's wax.
That's wax.
And these are there's eight different shapes.
Okay.
Yeah. Is Alfred with Kelly in New York?
I think he does. I think so. He has an exhibition on Matthew Marks, but I haven't seen it yet.
So I've sort of been working in between a figure and abstraction, I guess. But not really concerned with that. The painters before me were sort of that was their trick.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just still trying to figure out the new trick, the new dog. Not sure what it is yet. But I think it's just really for me, I think I just want to make everyone smile, so everyone's always smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And except for I'm sad, which makes it a little more confusing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm sad when I'm drawing, they're smiling, but maybe if not.
Well, the new trick is probably the thing that you can figure out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got wax in it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
But we're slowly figuring them out, I think, my generation. I think we've just figured out when the tricks are over. There's no more tricks to be had. Now it's time to just actually make
Is this the right orientation?
This way.
Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that.
No?
Well, maybe you're using tricks in a derogatory way, but...
I mean tricks like movements, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've been through abstraction, so now it's time to just use it all.
Yeah, movements are sort of over, I think.
Mm-hmm. And not even in a postmodern way, not referencing movements or anything. I really don't like it when artists are saying they're referencing a certain movement.
I know, I'm so sick of everybody using that word.
Yeah, show some originality.
Yeah, but I think generally the originality now is not really going to come from what anything looks like. It's more going to come from what it's about, or the underside of what it looks like.
I sort of have this image, when I'm seeing these things, that when a kid draws a picture, you're not quite sure what it is, but you ask them, what is this about? And they tell you very confidently.
I do it. I can tell you with everyone.
Okay, well, please tell me a couple of them, honestly, because.
Oh, that's a baseball game.
Uh-huh. And?
I'll probably say something else if, no, it's just a baseball game.
That's all, okay.
But and I mean, sometimes I might say something else. Those? Baseballs.
Okay. And that's that.
His ears.
Okay. What's that?
The ground.
It's the baseball glove.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Don't put him on the spot.
Oh, he's just sad. I thought that's the one that's tough.
This one?
No, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm. I've got a good answer for these if you want to know. These are Christmas trees from the top down.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but I love that. I recently got this book. Someone told me about it, The Little Prince. I'm sure you guys know. And the first drawing is like, I never even knew about this book because I always read other children's books. I read Roald Dahl a lot when I was little. But the first drawing, he draws this.
You know, that's so great.
He says it's a boa constrictor with an elephant inside. But all the grown-ups say it's a hat. He says, no, it's a boa constrictor with an elephant. You know? And that's like, I'm like, oh, well, that's how you are.
That's hilarious.
That's everything I do in like the first page of that book that someone told me to read. So. And some are more obvious. Still life.
Mm-hmm. The beautiful point.
Yeah. The paper is really great. It's like a marker paper.
So I was wondering what it was. It's so
It's like a bleed-proof paper for pens is what it's called. So basically the ink will roll along the top of the paper and not soak in. So
that
like,
has its
oh, well, it does. That's like
oh, it does.
The
good
if part. You want it to.
Yeah.
Okay,
see, like I can
see.
Get it
yeah.
all smudged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Snowman. It's a snowman wrapper.
You're right, it is.
That's a weird one. Easter eggs. One of the big questions people ask me, like my teachers have, is like, well, they're like, what are you going to do with all of it? And it's funny that the teachers who asked me that were the teachers who were artists. And I'm like, well, what do you do with all your paintings?
Yeah.
Like,
what are they saying?
Huh? They're like,
what's their answer?
They don't really have an answer. They just say like, well, I mean, like, what are you going to do with them? And they kind of like restate the question.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
The next pile. So are they thinking about the marketplace or something?
Yeah.
Is that what they mean?
Mm-hmm. I told them my last answer was I said, well, I'll probably put them in my museum or something.
Yeah.
I'm the type
sweet.
Of person who thinks like everyone should have their own little like museum. You know? Like,
yeah,
your
it's
house.
True.
Like,
it's
probably
true.
When he's there doing anything to the modern.
Oh, yeah. You can donate them.
They don't necessarily accept them, though.
But I mean, if you send them enough stuff, like, enough quantity. It probably cost them too much to get rid of them.
No, they're very efficient at getting rid of stuff.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah.
The bar, just a block away from here, the owner is the Modern's warehouse manager.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which bar is that?
It's just right on the corner. I forget
the Mexican
the
one?
No, Mexican it's across place? The street from the Mexican one.
That's sweet.
Watercolors. Oh, these are like recently gotten into life drawing again, thanks to sitting in class seminars.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, a little collage. So do you do architecture on your own, or do you have like a firm?
Sort of both. I mean, I do have a day job. I work for a sort of small firm, and we mostly do high-end. Residential renovations. You know, so in the city, it's townhouses and apartments or house additions in the suburbs. But then I've also done a bit of work on my own. Like, you thought they'd offer different.
Yeah, of course.
I did that.
Oh, you did the inside then?
I did the interior. Mm-hmm. Got the job.
That's a tough space to work with. It's really small.
It was easy.
It's a bonus on the back.
Oh, yeah.
It's a
collage.
It's a nice one.
And I also did a little hair salon on the Lower East Side. And there was, as a result of doing Pretty Matter, I'm doing a little private art.
I really
gallery.
Like these little.
Yeah, yeah.
They're sort of like Easter egg-ish. And they have like a vignetting thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on Christmas break, I ended up doing a lot of like pea pod Christmas tree like things. So they're still carrying over like palm trees.
Yeah.
Being in Florida for the last 2 years, I think this weird shape naturally is coming in.
Yeah.
I never really think about like what's I'm going to draw beforehand. I usually just like, I'm just draw this
you
line
just
and then I
start.
Draw that line and then, yeah. A lot of my last critique, the big thing was like, my teacher's getting frustrated with like them all being like a single character, like,
Why?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it. Like, mm-hmm. do I want them to be interacting or like? Mm-hmm. But I kind of just feel like I'm just meant to do like one mm-hmm. character, mm-hmm. like one essence.
It seems to be your almost like your trademark.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I think the computer ones are getting a little more full with backgrounds.
Yeah.
But it's hard for me to do it on still things like this.
Mm-hmm. But I can't see anybody posing that as a problem. Maybe that's what you're doing, at least for now.
Yeah.
So what?
Mm-hmm. I think just the thing is they think I do work all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm in here like 8 hours a day, just basically doing the same, like working on the same types of studies. Mm-hmm. And so they think like, well, why don't you do something bigger? You know, something better. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is big and like. Better, mm-hmm. just like in quantity. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. This is
the ones.
I think you've seen these.
I've seen that one, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Are you expected to
like this one. I'd forgotten about this one.
Articulate about them the way a students at Yale do?
It's Yale.
Yeah.
Oh, at Yale.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I doubt it. It's Yale has a very particular language.
What's the language like?
It would be they'll look at one work. They'll look at one work for an hour.
Oh yeah, I love doing that.
And try to sort of tease out of it all the different layers of meaning.
You know, I wish my teachers would do that. Mm-hmm. But here it's sort of like they're just kind of talking about me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, they don't do that at all at Yale. They only talk about the work and not about the artist.
That'd be great.
Which is sort of it can be actually that can get a bit. Mm-hmm. Too much after a while, too.
Well, that's either way, can get a bit too much.
Yeah, because of the work is a portion of art.
Like, the thing is that making art is a kind of process, and at Yale they never address that. They just
address the final product.
It's as if that's in a gallery and as if they've never seen anything else by you. Yeah.
I would love to have things like that. Generally, my education.
I've seen, I think, haven't I, or not?
I think so.
Yeah.
My education so far has sort of been the opposite, generally, mm-hmm. by the school I go to in this. But usually, I don't know, I think the best way to have an art education is if they constantly change the format, like, almost every week. I really want to start a college one day. Where it would be like, okay, today the student leads the critiques, today the teacher says everything about the critiques, you know. Today, something different. That way it's never the same. Today we'll have orals for like 3 hours a person. Next semester we'll have orals for like 5 minutes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And also I think, I wrote about it a lot, like starting a college. I also think I would give every student who have to have a solo show every 3 weeks. But we would change it. It would
be good
like,
idea.
There was like a 3 week solo show, and then the next solo show would be a 1 week solo show. And the next solo show would be a whole semester solo show. So that each student would get their own like, space, like, you know, own basically gallery space to work with. And then we would change the spaces every time. And they would be like interesting spaces with like staircases.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen these.
Those I've seen. Mm-hmm.
You might like these actually. A little more architecture oriented. They're paintings of Georgia.
Yeah, who did the original paintings?
I don't know. I have the book over there. This guy. Mike something.
Mm-hmm. This should have been too.
This is my favorite one.
That's a good one.
That's great.
This is like what I'm talking about. Like, it's a bunch.
That's like the little prince. Yeah.
It's a slug. Yeah, that's my favorite.
I love the architecture.
Something about little children can seem like they can be as pretentious as they want while still seeming innocent and naive.
Yeah, they're not pretentious, they're just telling you what it is. You know?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, they if a grown-up was doing it, they would be considered,
yeah.
Like, oh, it's not bad.
We have an hour and a quarter. We're worried about getting something to eat before the production.
Oh, really? Do you want me to tell you a place to go?
It's 6:45.
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
And he's a very slow eater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where should we go?
Well, there's a good sandwich place with mm-hmm. beanies and stuff. I'll walk you guys.
Are you coming with us for dinner?
Yeah, do you want some food? Yeah, sure, I'll come with you.
It's our treat.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Why don't we walk by San Diego's? Because we're not far from the actual warehouse, right?
St. Ann's, well, it's not far, but it's...
It's on Water Street. Do you know that address on Water Street?
30.
It's just...
Oh, no, it's like a block away.
Is it only a block? It's the other side of the...
Oh, it's the other side?
Yeah. Okay. So I would say get the food. Get something to eat first.
Yeah, we should go.
Otherwise, it'll just eat up too much time. They're not going to give it.
Yeah, I have really big headphones.
Okay.
I have on my computer the other day.
Oh yeah, that's good.
So,
those are good ones.
Yeah, they're starting to get broken. They're full of duct tape. I've had it for almost 5 years.